I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The death toll of the massive quake that shook the Kashmir region along the India-Pakistan border may exceed 30,000. Relief is pouring into the area. International Aid's Miles Fish says they've already sent emergency kits into the region and now are planning their response through the Christian hospitals there.
We have not been able to reach them yet, but we believe that we will be able to work through not only those hospitals, but the groups of Christians that are there. We'll know more when we get on the ground and when we can make firsthand observations, but we anticipate that we will have the opportunity to work through the church and to be a very openly Christ-centered witness as we provide this relief support.
Meanwhile, a missionary in Southeast Asia visited a remote village to share Christ. The missionary met the village chief and gave him a Jesus film VCD along with a disc player and a Bible. He explained the Bible was God's word and promised to answer questions. A year later, the chief found the missionary and told him everyone in the village had watched the Jesus film and wanted to know Christ. Today, there are 600 new baptized Christians in the village. And Christian radio listeners in the U.S. responded generously to a call for books. WTGN Radio in Lima, Ohio, and Christian Resources International teamed up together to collect used Bibles, books, and bucks for believers in India. They called it the Great Crate Project. CRI's Fred Palmerton says WTGN listeners collected 8,600 pounds of material.
Each one of those books will get read over and over, and it'll get passed on and reused, and they'll end up in seminaries, and each one of those people will have an opportunity to meet the Lord.
Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Discovery House Music's Celtic Cry, a free gift from Mission Aviation Fellowship, is available at 1-800-995-4828. Scott Kerpain, Matthew Ward, and Shannon Wexelberg sing about the heart of a martyr. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.